Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you guys. This is Dr. Renee Sunday. This is Good Days. We just thank you for joining us. We are so excited and thankful that you actually took the time out your busy schedule to hang out with us. You know, the thing we need to remember is we need to enjoy life. Life is so tangible, I guess I would say. You know, people can be here one day and not the next second. You know, we used to say the next day, but really the next second. We need to cherish our family members, you know, our husband, our wife, and especially our children. And that's what we're actually going to focus on today, is talking about how we love our children. I'll be very transparent right now. I'm waiting on my wonderful guest, Dr. Foster. Let me do some administrative stuff to see what's really going on. You know, I'm very transparent, so, you know, it is what it is, as the kids say. What we're going to do is I'm going to play my favorite song just for a little bit so I can make sure she is aware that we need to talk to her. But anyway, the thing that's important is we want to hear the awesome information that she's going to give us. So hold on one quick second and please enjoy this wonderful song. You know what it is before we max. You know, it's Happy by Pharrell Williams.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Clap along if
You guys, I'm back. This is Dr. Renee Sunday, and this is Good Deeds. You know, Good Deeds, the platform, the mission in it. We are here to promote and showcase people's dreams, visions, and their purpose in life. Today, our guest, she has not chimed in yet, but let me tell you a little bit about her. Her name is Dr. Reba Folston. She actually is an advocate for our youth. She actually has this awesome platform where she actually wants to know why kids are depressed. You know, a lot of our kids, if you look at them, they're not happy, they're not smiling, they really don't know really their direction. And the parents are doing, a good job, but it's just that generation, they just sometimes they feel depressed, they feel hopeless. And her platform is actually what they do is they help the adolescent, they help them not to feel like they crowded, that they're always someone that's picking on them. She actually have an awesome institute that they actually can come if they actually need help in depression, in anxiety, or if they have had any difficulty or trouble in school or anything of that nature. Because she always say, the kids always say, well, people don't understand because they don't live on their street, if you will. And I can contest to that because, I tell people all the time, yes, I did grow up in the hood, but, I was very grateful and I thank God that I actually had wonderful parents. My dad was in the home, that they instilled in me that I was wonderfully made, that I was beautiful, that I could do all things through Christ that strengthens me. So I actually had a constant reminder that I couldn't just slack and do nothing, if you will. But I'll be honest with you guys, the guest is not here, and I actually have a couple of friends that's calling in that actually are wonderful parents. And I'll be honest, I'm not a parent, so I can't really kids, but I'm a godmother to many. And actually, we're going to open up the lines here, and if you want to share of anything, how we can help our kids, I want you to please do that. And listen, we have the first caller. I'm going to just actually say your first three numbers, which would be your error. Well, we'll do your last four. Maybe that'll help you a little bit. We have 6375. Hello, caller. This is Good Deeds. How you doing?
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Let's see.
Hello, this is Good Deeds Radio. This is Dr. Renee Sunday. You're live on the air with us. Who am I speaking with?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Great. Uh-huh.
Oh, this is me. Hi, this is Shay. I was calling about the topic for the day. And
I'm trying to chime in. The guest hadn't chimed in yet. But do you have kids, Shay?
Yeah, I do. I have two adult daughters.
Well, tell us some things that, because, I can't really talk about it, I'll be honest, because I don't have kids. I have a lot of God kids. But can you give us some inspiration, some advice, or some tools that we can do to help our young people actually to strive a little bit better?
Well, I'll tell you what I did for mine. I was a single parent. I got divorced, I think it was right after my second child was born. So pretty much I was a single parent all that time. And what I did was basically sometimes you have to put yourself in their position on their level just to see what they could be possibly feeling, what they're going through. You definitely want to keep the lines of communication open as much as possible because if they trust you and trust that you will not judge them, they will open up to you and they will talk about what's going on with them. Maybe not when it's exactly going on, but somewhere around in that time, they will open up and they will talk to you. And, I had the privilege of having my children at a time where, I had a lot of energy, and I was able to look past, a lot of things kids go through. There's a peer pressure. I was very protective, but what I did was I didn't let my kids go out to spend the night, but yet we had so many slumber parties. I mean, oh, my gosh. had so many slumber parties, so I was kind of like the neighborhood house. And the kids would come to the house, and they trusted me. So they would talk to me about different things that they're going through or what they're thinking about or what the other peers are going through. And we, and what happened, it was able to open up a dialogue to where we would have kind of like a, if you will, group therapy, so to speak, where I was able to present to them different choices that they could make. And most of them, I would say, you know, in the end, they will choose their own way, but most of them, I can say, today, they're 30 and 31 and 32 and 33 years old. And the majority of them are very, very successful business women and men. One, however, committed suicide about maybe 2 years ago because he just kind of lost his way or what have you, but got really discouraged with just life and different things that he was going through. But overall, the majority of the kids, you know, I was able to watch them grow up from, say, about 8 years old on up to where they are now, so like I said, 30 and 31 and 32, 33 years old. And they still talk to me about different things that go on in their lives. Some of them are married. Some of them, you know, just have kids or what have you. But they're still open. And I think I think a lot of times, if, you know, instead of just taking the parental role and just judging them and just, you know, being not approachable, it just helps to just kind of put yourself in their position to kind of understand the different things that they have to go through today, because it's definitely nothing like what we went through when we were their ages. I mean, we were afforded a lot of simple pleasures of just playing outside, you know, till dark. And so, whereas these days, a lot of kids don't do that. I mean, they're in front of the computer, they're on the phone, you know, different things like that. So they miss out on a lot of the things that we did that was simple, you know. That's what I would say, just really try to listen to these kids because they have a lot going on in the way of peer pressure. They have a lot of choices to make. They're presented with a lot more than I think we were, you know, during that time, especially in middle school, in high school. It's really, really important to just listen to them and be approachable. That's what I would say.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. You said a mouthful then, because it is totally different when we it's a big difference. And when we were growing up and with them, I see my niece, she graduated from high school a couple of weeks ago. And so she's so excited to get on that college campus, and I just try to tell her, baby, it's not what you think.
My
pastor always said that sometimes they have to have their own testimony. You just pray and keep them in prayer, but sometimes they won't listen. And I remember back, I was the same way. So, you know, they're not going to be any different, you know, from what we've done. You know, the thing is, but we need to listen, like you're saying. But, Shay, do me a favor. Tell us a little bit about your business. I know we have you impromptu here, but tell us about the things that you're doing just briefly. We'll give you a quick shout-out there.
Oh, now you caught me off guard. Okay. Black Women in Jazz is Black Women in Jazz Awards, basically. What it does is focuses on Black female musicians, artists, and these are basically in jazz, but we also just broaden it to include the arts so that it can embrace, you know, the actor, those that are acting and, you know, singing and dancing and, you know, Broadway, just the whole gamut, you know, in the arts. So, and what we do is, for this year is the first year, and what we did was use the People's Choice method of voting, nominating and voting, and we will use that again for this next year, and then after that we will go towards a kind of similar to the Recording Academy along the membership lines, and the members will vote. But it is to honor the work and African American women have done and continue to do in the areas of jazz and the arts. We have a National Black Women in Jazz and the Arts Day added to the national calendar by Chase. Well, Chase's calendar event by McGraw-Hill. And it will begin for the 2015 year. And the date is March 1st, 2015. Is now National Black Women in Jazz and the Arts Day and will always be the day of the Black Women in Jazz and the Arts Awards. So,
now, that's kudos there. Ooh, that's a great accomplishment. But do us a favor. Give us your contact information, and please.
Okay, sure. The phone number is 678-861-7370. The email is info@blackwomeninjazz.com. Again, it's blackwomeninjazz.com. We have
we give you the kudos, kudos. You've done an awesome job, ladies and gentlemen. This lady here is a stellar. She really has spoken out for women, and we really need to do that. So we thank you so much for telling us about your family and telling us, you know, just being impromptu. That's one thing women, we can, and, you know, I don't have kids, as I said, but I can talk about my role with being a godparent. Uh-huh. But I thank you so much for, you know, just chiming in and being a impromptu guest here to tell us about how you take care of your kids, raise your kids. So thank you so much, Shay. I love you, love you, love you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much. You guys, I have another friend that's here in the, you know, the good thing is God has put so many wonderful people in your life, and you need to take heed to that they are your angels here on earth. I have a wonderful, wonderful another, and, you know, don't be upset. We will rebook her. She's in California, so it's probably Dr. Folsom may have gotten the time difference together. But, you know, I always say, go with the flow because God is always in control. And what needs to be said will be said and has already been said on the show today. And I have my wonderful, wonderful friend, my HB Coon, which I'll say the BFF, is Miss Siobhan Goodwin, is in the house. Now, she can tell us about kids. Her kids are so malleable. They beautiful. They very respectful. I mean, they say hi and bye. They give me a hug. And I'm like, wait a minute. These kids are very amenable, but they do what they see you do. And she actually, we're going to welcome her to Good Deeds, and she's going to tell us, I mean, some tools, some things, some what we should do. I mean, you know, there's no manual of how to raise a kid. There's no manual about how to be your marriage. There's no manual in those things. But, you know, people that have kids, they can actually give you some wisdom, you know, like our grandparents. They can give us some wisdom because they're older than we are. So we actually going to welcome Ms. Siobhan Goodwin to Good Deeds. How you doing?
Hey there. How you doing? I'm doing great.
Thank you so much for chiming in. Oh, wow. You just a blessing, blessing. But we want you to tell us, you know, I mean, this wonderful lady, she'll tell us about herself, but she can tell us what we need to do, especially when you have girls. That's a whole nother level because you have to do the cute little shoes, the hair, and all of that. But she's going to tell us some things, and I hear my little baby probably in the background there, but tell us some things and some advice, some wisdom in regards of raising, especially girls in your case.
Like you said, there's no manual. So what I do for my daughters, I have six daughters, first of all. So what you have to recognize if you have more than one child, you know, more than one children, they are all going to be different. So, you know, you have to know what makes them tick, what makes them sad, what makes them happy. You have to know how to encourage them because different things are going to work for different children. But what I always instill in my children is that you have to work hard to get results. You know, in this day and time, the children, they're so used to everything, microwave a whole meal. You go to Google to get something. You know, you don't go to the libraries too much anymore and look in encyclopedias. It's everything is so instant. So the society nowadays, these children, they don't want to work for, a lot of them, they don't want to work for anything because they're so used to getting things fast. So I really instill into my children that what you put in life is what you get out of life, and you have to work hard. It's okay that you work hard. The harder you work, the greater the reward. And also, I always encourage my children. I tell them that they're beautiful. I have daughters. You have sons. Tell them they're handsome. They are heirs. You know, we're children of God, and you have to instill the word in them. And as long as you instill the word in them, because like you and the last caller said, they are going to go astray sometimes. I mean, everyone has their own story, but that doesn't mean that they're good or that they're bad. But once if you instill the word into them, it'll come back. I'm a witness to that, me in my own life. And I always, a lot of times when children are growing up, especially when they get into that preteen or pre-preteen, junior high school, you know, with all the distractions going on, they lose focus of their gift. And a lot of times we as parents, we notice their gift. So we have to encourage them. We have to push them because sometimes, you know, the enemy comes and try to distort their vision, distort everything. So they want to go in a different direction. But it's our job to keep them focused because we can see things that they can't see, but they'll appreciate it in the long run. I don't want to take up too much time. So I hope I answered some questions. If you have any more questions, you can ask me.
Wow, that's amazing. You know, because I was the middle child. So, you know, my sister was 4 years and my brother was 6 years. And, you know, it's funny in the family now, it's a joke, but they said that, my sister made, said that when I came, I got her in trouble all the time. So, you know, that happens. And, you know, when the baby child comes, that's a whole nother, you know, room, especially in my case, it was a boy. So, you know, he got all the attention. But I remember my parents always making sure we, like you just said, that we were wonderfully made, that we were beautiful, that he was handsome, that we had our different tools and the things that we did in the house. I mean, so it seems like we felt special, just like that, you know, our individual speciality, and we knew that all of us was different. So I commend you in that. But Siobhan kids, they, you know, again, I'm talking from not having kids, but the amazing thing about your babies is they encourage you.
They do. They do.
And that's amazing.
Yes. Yes. Isn't it? It is. They do encourage me. They see things that I do, and it's funny how God works. I may be feeling some type of way, as they say nowadays, one day, and they could come in and say one thing. They could point to my vision board, or they could say, you can do it. They're watching us. They're watching us. So what we do, they emulate, you know. And the children nowadays, they are so very, very, very intelligent. They are so very, very intelligent. So, you know, just it's best not to instill fear in them. I'm outside now watching my 1-year-old. She's going up and down the steps. A lot of parents would get nervous. Don't instill fear in your children. If she falls and scrapes her knee, it's okay. We can't instill fear in them because they're going to grow up being afraid to try things, being afraid to do things. You know, but that's what I do for my children. You know, everybody has to do what works for them. But I want them to be fearless because we are wonderfully made. You know, we have to be fearless. God didn't give us the spirit of fear, you know.
Mm-mm. Girl, you're going to preach here in a minute. Hallelujah. but do us a favor because she can't get off this air. You know, she is my BFF, and I'm, you know, I'm not trying to, but she has a story to tell. Tell us about this project that you're working on. I mean, because this goes right in line with what we're talking about. I'm not trying to, you know, do favoritism or anything of that nature, but right what we're talking about in regards of children goes right into her purpose in life, the things and the projects that she's doing. So tell us a little bit about your project that you're working on right now, Ms. Goodwin.
Well, I am working on a book called A Princess in Me, and it's a book really about a young lady named Naveen, and she's on a venture out to find her dad. She was raised by her mom, but she has a void in her life, and she feels that that void could be filled if she finds her dad. But along her journey, what she encounters is just a lot of encouragement, because in these times, once again, you know, it's a lot of single family homes, and a lot of times the children they think it's them, or they think something is wrong with them. Truthfully, they do, and it's not. So teachers, You know, we have the teachers, we have the pastors, we have the counselors. When, you know, it's just a message. Whenever you come in contact with children, encourage them, because you'll be surprised how two little words, a smile, could do so much, how they won't forget. You know, we can't label children a lot of times because they act up or they act out, because there's a reason behind that. So my goal in the book was to let children know that they are amazing. They don't have to look for anything on the outside to find out how amazing they are. But also, when we come in contact with children, if you see them hanging their pants or talking nasty around adults, don't toot up your nose. Pull them to the side, because somebody, all they need is somebody to love them, to guide them, and to let them know that they care. Baby, don't be talking that way around grown people. You know, we have to stop beating these children down. We have to lift them up, because they're the new generation. You know, pain, hurt people. Happy people, make happy people, you know. So it's just something that I wanted to instill for everyone who, you know, gets the great opportunity to read the book. So that's the project that I'm working on. It's called The Princess and Me, and it'll be released on next month. Yes, July, next month.
Mm-mm. Well, give us the, you know, contact information. We need to keep in abreast of this.
Okay, well, you can follow me on Facebook. My name is Siobhan, S-H-A-V as in Victor, O-N. My last name is Goodwin, G-O-O-D-W-I-N. My email is resilientempresspublishing@gmail.com. And if you go follow me on Facebook, you go follow me on Instagram, Twitter, you'll see all the updates, all the information. When the exact date the book will be released, and some amazing videos that some of the kids did for me for the book. So go and follow me and take a look. It's amazing. Even if you don't have children, you have grandchildren, everyone can relate to this book. Adults can relate to this book. Children, so when you get it, read it, talk about it with whoever. It's awesome. It's amazing.
Thank you. It is, because I she actually makes those tutu things as well. I said I was too old to have one, but I felt like I was a princess in me while I'm looking at the videos and the book. So you're right, exactly. And so adults as well. But thank you so much, Siobhan, for hanging out here with us on Good Deeds. We really appreciate it. We love you, and we will continue to support you. Now, again, some people are just chiming in. Yes, I guess she had I just got an email. She did have an emergency. So, you know, we always keep people in prayer. And we will reschedule her. And then, but we have some wonderful information here today about some wisdom of women that had actually and have raised kids. You know, like I say, I'm a godparent. And that, but God would direct you. That's the main thing we need to remember. The things that we do, no one's perfect in life, but the thing is we need to look to God, and he will tell us what we need to do in every situation of our lives, okay? You guys, you know we always bring you information to educate you, empower you, that you can make a wise decision. And, you know, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. You know how to contact us. It's gooddeedslive.com. We're on all the social media networks, Good Deeds Radio and Television Show. And, of course, I'm the host, Dr. Renee Sunday, and my email with that is gooddeedslive@gmail.com. And also we have Good Deeds TV Show at gmail.com as well. But if you need us, please, please, please contact us. And you know this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. Be blessed. Bye-bye.